of a good friend is somebody that's willing to listen and listen to you all the way out to the end of what you want to say, so that then they can think through what they want to say to you. One of the things I pray about is that that I would be a good listener, make sure that they got to share with me what they wanted to share.
What are the qualities of a good friend? I mean, I don't think you would say gossiping, undermining, being critical and negative. Good friends will tell you the truth. They're willing to have iron sharpen iron, but they're going to love you and support you. Good friends. Here's a question for you. What is one quality that you consider to be key, important, and critical in a good friend relationship? And we'd love to have you share that with us live on our comment line today at 888-888-1717. Because the calls are already recorded for the show, because this is a best of from our archives for intentional living. But we do want your comments. What's one quality of a good friend? 888-888-1717 is the number. You know, I think for some of us, you're listening today and you have a lot of friends. But even then, it usually comes down to just a few that you would classify as good friends, confidants, people you can share with, be honest with, talk about your life with. And unfortunately, for some of us, we don't have as many friends as we should, and we isolate ourselves too much. And I think of that verse in Ecclesiastes that says, pity the man or woman who falls down, has no one to help pick him up. And our best friend, of course, if we're married, should be our spouse. But beyond that, we should have friends, people who are there who can be encouraging to us when we fall down, and we can be encouraging to them when they fall down, to be there for each other, to love each other, to encourage each other, to support each other. And these are some of the characteristics. What would you add to that list today? Characteristics of good friends from Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy from our Intentional Living Center. Come on in, be a part of the show today. And again, you can share your comment at 888-888-1717.
I think the primary characteristic in my best friend is that he consistently and constantly is pointing me to Christ. He's always encouraging me to walk with Christ.
A best friend, in my opinion, is a person who can sit in the room with you, be totally quiet when they know that you're hurt and upset, and just wait till you're ready to talk. They don't ask and they don't cry. They just sit and they wait.
Sherry says on Facebook, one quality of a good friend is a person who doesn't try to influence or manipulate you into disobedience to God. You know, I've been in this world of helping people for a long time, and frankly, I've seen sometimes friends come along and be anything but. Some of the dumb things I've heard so-called friends say to their person that they consider a friend as advice or counsel drives me crazy. I don't know if they're doing it for their own benefit or trying to make the person feel good, but you wonder, don't you? Lisa says, accepts you for who you are with your faults, your joys, your strengths, your weaknesses. A good listener, honest, willing to talk to you when you're wrong. Hey, listen, that's a person who can tell you the truth. Look you in the eye and say, I love you, but. Gentle with answers when needed, has the ability to know when and how to say what is needed. Strong, gentle, faithful, and fun. There's a lot there, but it's good. Okay, qualities of friendship. Let's go. Bruce, Tucson, welcome to the program.
Hi, Randy. How you doing?
Good. What do you consider qualities of good friends?
Quality of a good friend is somebody that's willing to listen and listen to you all the way out and before they answer. And hear everything you said, like you just said about even when you're wrong. But they listen to you all the way out to the end of your what you want to say, so that then they can think through what they want to say to you. And the same as opposed to me, I have three guys in my life that I call my board of directors. And one of the things I pray about when I'm going to meet one of them for breakfast or lunch is that I would be a good listener when I got there and make sure that they got to share with me what they wanted to share.
Yeah.
Because I already knew what I wanted to share.
Yeah, do these guys tell you the truth?
They absolutely tell me the truth.
Good for
sometimes
you.
I don't like it, and sometimes I love it.
Hey, you know? Have they kept you out of trouble at times?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is I have the three of them are all in three different generations. I like the idea of my life. I have a younger man, a middle, then I have a guy my own age, and I'm 71. So it's a good balance because I have all that perspective, young families, people that are already grown up their kids and stuff like that. So it's a good balance. But the other thing I wanted to share with you, you said something earlier in the show about having a lot of people that you don't get to, like, you know, you forget to get back to, and, you know, and I, what I do is I have this thing on my phone called it's a color note, and I have a list, and it's called relationships. And what I do is when I have some breakfast with one of my friends or even acquaintances, people that are we reach out to, older couples, older people, I write the date that it'll last on, so that I can open it up, my phone up, and look at my list of people in my life and say, oh, you know, I haven't seen that person since May 3rd or March 3rd. Yeah. I'm looking at my list now, April 16th, May 3rd, January 18th. And I find that to be really helpful to remind myself that friendships go two ways. You've got to be able to reach out as well as to be reached out to.
Good stuff. Hey, Bruce, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
All right. The tickler file on the phone. That's a good idea. Let's go to PA. Brad's listening in Pennsylvania. Hey, Brad, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks, appreciate
your call. What prompted you to call on friendship today?
Okay, I'm happen to be in Chattanooga right now, but I just heard it on the radio, decided to call because I got a best friend that we've known each other since grade school. We've been through two divorces, and finally we both told each other we're never going to get married again, and we're going to start a men's group. And in this men's group since 06, his whole family, his brothers and sisters, and my whole family have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. And then we took it a step further, and we're going to call each other at 6 o'clock every morning, no matter where we're at. And we've been doing this, and we cry over our sin. We cry over our pain. We cry over unbelievable things of joy. And then we turn around and meet at men's group when we can, and we call up people and sing to them.
Wow.
Widows, old people, young couples getting married, and we just sing to them and lifting the Jesus Christ up, and it's just, God is just blessing it, and him and I have become so close that I know when he's going in the wrong way, I'll just mention it, and he'll look at me, he says, you know what I'm thinking? I said, yes, I do.
Good for
and
you.
He's done it to me. And we've just enjoyed each other's company, and it's just amazing how God has put us together since we were in grade school.
Good for you. You know, Brad, we got guys listening thinking, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it's incredible. It is incredible.
Good for you.
He's an amazing, amazing guy. He's just...
Well, we need each other. God has put us into community. We know that. And it's harder for men sometimes to connect with other men and have those kind of friendship. And the fact you've had a lifelong friend that can hold you accountable and he you, and you can have that kind of support is a great thing. So, hey, listen, when you get back to Pennsylvania, you can listen to us here online, Brad. Just go to theintentionallife.com, and we do this every day, and we talk about stuff that matters to men and women about living intentionally in our walk with Christ.
Yes. Him and I chose that, and it's just amazing. The joy that flows out of his life into mine, and the joy that flows into his, and now his whole, all of his brothers and sisters and my family. It's an amazing thing. God's amazing.
I think it's amazing, and I'm with you, Brad, my friend, and enjoy Chattanooga, one of my favorite places on the planet. Hey, do you have that much passion about a friendship? Imagine if we had that much passion toward our spouse. That excite, amazing! The best friend of my whole life, my wife, Donna. All right, friendship today. Martha's on the line in Lubbock. Hey there, Martha. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell me about friendship. What's the characteristic of a good friend?
The characteristic of... that I share with my best friend is our faith. It's definitely the godly principles that we stake our lives upon, and that we follow the principles of Christ living.
Now, do you support each other, challenge each other?
We do. We just trust the Lord to empower us to get over our mistakes that we make towards each other and at each other sometimes, and then also to make that real strong bind that keeps us together.
Well, listen,
we celebrate in the Lord, and we forgive in the Lord, and we really bring everything to Him. When there's great successes, we're on our knees thanking God, and when we have obstacles to overcome, we're asking for His guidance and the Spirit just to intervene.
You know, your closest friends obviously need to support values and need to support the direction of our lives in terms of the things that matter most. And yeah, we have friends with people that maybe for various reasons share a different value system, but ultimately those closest to us, those that we open our hearts to and really connect with, if we're not on the same page with our values, boy, that's difficult. Thank you, Martha, for the call from Lubbock. Let's go to Leticia in Phoenix. Hi there.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Good. What's a characteristic of a good friend in your thought?
Well, I try to cultivate deep, authentic relationships, looking for healthy, godly people who possess these qualities. A good communicator, listener, encourager, supporter, motivator, cheerleader, critic, and also challenger.
Do you have people like that in your life?
Yes, I do.
And do you find that when you get together, then you can just be honest with each other?
Yes, very. I guess I look at it as just a sounding board where I can be really authentic, vulnerable, and open.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Leticia, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, one of the comments that came in on Facebook was they don't come with a hidden agenda or manipulative. Sometimes we have so-called friendships where we have not only mutual interest, but we have mutual goals. In other words, there could be a business friendship or, you know, something that's short-term, something around a hobby or whatever, but there's kind of like, there's a motivation behind this friendship. And of course, ultimately, the closest friends are ones where we just come, we don't walk on eggshells, we can be who we are, support each other, love each other, and hold each other accountable whenever that's important. Okay, let's try to get Rebecca on here, too, from Chattanooga. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
How are you today?
For your program. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good. Tell me, what do you consider a characteristic of a good friend?
Well, the two things that came to my mind were the proverb that says a friend loves at all times, and then Philippians 2, when it talks about having encouragement from being united in Christ and comfort from Christ's love and fellowship with His Spirit, and to be able to share that and just providing so much joy. And the people that have really touched me as they've walked through really difficult trials in my life and just done creative acts of kindness, from bringing, you know, food and care packages in a, you know, third trimester of a pregnancy that was tough, to all kinds of just creative acts of kindness. I've just been very touched by some dear friends. So.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, Rebecca, we got people listening that, in fact, someone on Facebook here, Holly, posted when asked the question, what makes a good friend? Holly says, I could use one. I could use one. There got a lot of people listening who are not benefited by the stories we're hearing today. What have you found helps in reaching out for people who have difficulty connecting with a person?
Sure, absolutely. Well, our small group in church has been tremendous, just connecting into a small group. And then I often think of, you know, when you want a friend, learn how to be a good friend. Learn how to become a good friend. Study the characteristics in the Bible of, you know, what makes a good friend. And Philippians 2 is all about, you know, who Jesus is. You know, he had this sense of considering others better than himself. He took a genuine interest in others. And I'm not always a good friend, but I have received a lot of blessing from good friends in my life, which it seems like once you're able to have friends, then it comes easier. But reaching out, you know, that identity in Christ, and then reaching out to bless someone else, and then often that person comes around and blesses you in surprising ways.
That's good. Good advice. Good counsel. Rebecca, you figured it out, and you got a lot of good things to share today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your ministry.
All right. Thank you. From Chattanooga today. Boy, we've got many more calls than we have time, but I think we've made the point today. Friendship matters. Let me ask you, though, do you have people in your life who aren't good for you? Do you feel like you walk on eggshells, or they speak against the values that you hold? Instead of lifting you up, they tear you down. Or when you need to be confronted, they hold back. Friends should be people that not only do you feel comfortable around, but also they can help you feel uncomfortable when they need to, because they love you and they care for you. That ultimately is what a real friend should do. That's how you and I can be intentional in our friendship.
Trish, you're hoping and praying, I know for years, that your father will finally come to faith in Christ, and then you get the news, and it's not the news that your father has come to Christ.
All of a sudden, I get a phone call from Channel 13 TV, and then over the phone, I hear a lady say, "Can you please confirm that your husband's plane went down in Sedona, Arizona?" I didn't know what to say. Right then and there, my whole world changed. So all of a sudden, half my family was gone.
What would you do? The losses that Trish faced in her life in a short period of time are just, they're unbelievable. And she is a follower of Christ and a supporter of intentional living, believes strongly in what this mission is about, really has sat down and put together a powerful book, a story. And she's referred to it as King Here, never too old, too rich, or too anything to meet Jesus. And I had a chance to spend some time with her, and we talked about not only the book, but about her journey, about her life, about her marriage, a very powerful podcast that we've put together. It's available to you today, wherever you find your podcast, put in Intentional Living, or you can access it through our website as well. And when you do, I think you'll enjoy listening to it. Share it with others. It's a powerful reminder of God's presence, even in the darkest days of our lives. And so check it out, and I think you'll find some great encouragement.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
All right, we have Raul on the line, Arizona. Hi, Raul. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. What do you think on this friendship? Are you a good friend?
I am a good friend. I think I am only because of my Savior Jesus Christ who revealed that to me. For years and years and years, I struggled with this topic. I had people bail out on me constantly, and I was looking for that. And obviously, at the core heart issue, I found Christ, or He found me, and He showed me the true friendship and love that someone can have and give. Especially Him, it's ultimate and it's never ending. But I've had people tell me when it came down to it, when no one else was there, you were there.
Yeah.
And you stepped up. And the only reason I can do that, because I know what Christ did for me. Because no one else could step up and pay that debt.
Amen.
And be like that. And that's, I mean, that's so beautiful. And I have a friend who got out of prison 8 years. He was in prison, and he came to Christ, and there was nobody there for him. And if he was living on the streets, he would have went back to prison for 20 years if they would have caught him because of the type of crime that he had. And I have 6 children and a wife, and I had him come into my house and my home, and he stayed with me for weeks.
Wow.
And that just brought us closer, too.
Well, you know, the point of a good friend is one who steps in. You know, you've seen it. Have you ever had a crisis in your own life? Who shows up? Who shows up at the hospital bed when they've diagnosed cancer or a problem? Who shows up when the big events in life that are coming your way, or the person who catches the fact that, hey, something's going on, and they're there for you? Instead of scurrying away and moving, they're there. They stand with you. One of the characteristics. Thank you, Raul. Appreciate it, my friend. Let's go to Justin on the line here, Florida. Let's go to Florida. Justin, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Randy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Wonderful. What about friendship?
So, you know, I personally have the opportunity to meet with many people and befriend many people, from congressmen to homeless people to just about everybody that I can sit next to at a Starbucks. And the few things that I know from friendship is you have to take an interest in others, as the Bible says.
Yeah.
You also have to listen and try to put yourself in their shoes. You have to learn from them. And you have to ask a lot of questions. And by doing that, I believe that people see you're genuine and that they'd be willing to be your friend.
That's it. You know, questions are powerful. Questions, open-ended questions, not accusatory questions or questions that are designed to, you know, create division, but just being interested in another person. Frankly, when you're around a person and everything gravitates back to their life, their story, their situation, their challenge, without showing interest in what you're facing, yeah, that could be a ministry, but boy, that's not what true friendship was all about.
Being a good listener to another person, do you intentionally do that, Justin? Is that what you do?
I absolutely do. Yeah. When somebody speaks to me, I will listen to them no matter what their problem, whether they're facing a drug abuse, whether they're facing a divorce, whether they want to talk about their new car or just about anything. And as I listen to them, you know, I don't judge them. I just would ask them questions and try to encourage them along the right road to they need to go next.
Isn't that somewhat, I know there's more to it, but somewhat what counseling is all about? Being good listeners, asking the right questions and help people direct it in the right path. Too many of us talk and don't listen. Let's go to Kelly in Arizona on Friendship. Kelly in Arizona, welcome.
Hello, how are you today, Dr. Randy?
Doing great, thank you. Appreciate your call. What about friendship?
Well, I think friendship encompasses, trust. It's so very broad because trust can be anywhere from trusting that you know that the person is going to be there when you need them. Trust, you know, in conversation, trust in just so many different areas. But I look at the difference between my friends and my acquaintances, and it's all about trust.
Yeah, I see, because of trust, I mean, we're all human beings and we have frailties, but there's a sense of confidentiality. There's an opportunity to share and know that it's going to be kept between the two of us, knowing that when a person says, someone on Facebook here says, Diana, she said that one of the things that make me a good friend is I do what I say I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
You know, and those are the kind of the factors that fit into this. Have you been burnt before in a relationship where it wasn't very trustworthy?
No, absolutely. Absolutely, and that's where you have to really stop and say, okay, is that person my friend? And it's funny because when you asked the question just now of, you know, your five closest friends, and I had to actually, you know, sit and stop and think, who are my five closest friends? And yeah, like you said, do I have five close friends, or are they simply acquaintances?
Yeah.
And I do, but again, it all is about trust. Because, yeah, you end up getting burnt, or the person's not there for you, or they kind of push you off. But, you know, but also they trust that you're going to be there. They trust that they know that conversations are going to be kept confidential if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that you're going to listen, or that the other person's going to listen, or you know, having a helping hand.
Absolutely.
My friend Stephanie, she's my rock. So when I stop and I think about friendship, I think about that with her, that, you know, we trust that each other's going to be there, and just the entire realm of surrounding trust.
Absolutely. Well, I see that's a big word for you, and I think many people who have been burned in relationships find it tough to trust. You've been burned in a marriage sometimes, lack of trust, or in friendships. Some people back away after getting their thumb caught in a car door, right? You know, you get a little gun shy. And we know that we're human beings. We fail. There's got to be opportunity for grace in friendship as well. But at the end of the day, a good friend is a trustworthy person. No question about it. Louisa says, a good listener. She's a good listener. That would make her a good friend. Serena says, I'm a good listener. Let me see. Leanne says, I get to the point if a friend needs advice or needs to be told something, I do not sugarcoat anything, even if the truth hurts, and I expect the same back. Now, that's interesting. Not everybody does well in friendships like that, but having that kind of honesty one with another is pretty powerful stuff. Okay, Robin's in Kansas. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Appreciate your call. What's your take on friendship?
Well, my take on friendship is I think it mirrors, when I think about my friendships, it has really mirrored my relationship with God. Hmm. I didn't used to value friendship too much. I was kind of, I guess, a little bit of a loner, isolated. But once I started learning about God and that He wants me to have fellowship, it became a bigger part of me. But then I got to the point of, you know, wanting friends, and you just kind of sit there hoping that they come along. And that's when I realized that I need to put into friendship exactly what I want to get out of it.
Mm. Isn't that true? Yeah, it's not just taking. Yeah. I think that's a key point. Friendship is a give and a take. It's two people mm-hmm. bringing to a relationship, you know, some shared values and interests, but contributing to the relationship. Because if it's an all a taking relationship, that's not a mm-hmm. friendship. That's more of a ministry, which is a different right. kind of relationship, isn't it?
I have learned that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, appreciate your call from Kansas today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We want our kids to grow up in this world, in this difficult time, and have resiliency to be able to have at the core of their life things that really will hold them. So when things get tough, right, when things get difficult, they can come back to those core values and beliefs in their life. You know, resiliency is something that will change your life. It's something that we want for ourselves as adults, don't we? To have that capacity to kind of come back into shape, and as we grow in our faith, to come back to these core values that we talked about. But mostly our kids, when I think about it, if we can help our children develop that kind of godly resiliency in their life, how that will change their life for a lifetime is just, I think it's unbelievable, powerful. And one of the things that you're going to hear more and more of from Intentional Living is our passion to help you as parents and grandparents and coaches and teachers and mentors of young people to reach the next generation with this powerful message of intentional living in Christ. And you know, as we wrap up the show today, we're talking about these characteristics of good friends. And Stephen just reminded me during the break here that that's really what intentional living is all about. This is what this ministry is about. It's what my heart beats for, to have that kind of relationship with you all by radio and through our podcast and our other resources to encourage you to be a part of your life. And that's why we're here. This is the end of the month, last call for the month of May. For those of you who have been waiting, this is a time to get in and receive that entire teaching on resiliency. It's the last opportunity. Members, you've already received it. Those of you coming to stand with us in support of the ministry will join in, and we'll make sure that you receive the teaching on resiliency as well. Plus, the last call to receive the brand new ebook, audiobook called Your Salvation is Assured, Establishing a Firm Foundation for Your Relationship with God. That's to those of you who can help us close out this month with that additional single love gift, whatever it is. But thank you for your generosity in supporting the ministry. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. For our entire team, God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.